Okay, we are here at the online Educa in Berlin 2010 at the stand. What's the stand called?
It's a stand for Seller, Network of Excellence, ShareTech, Project, and CellTech in the Open University in Netherlands.
And I am. Oh, I've got the pleasure to talk to Inmaculata Anedilo Sanchez from the Trinity College in Ireland. And she's been working on mobile learning in the recent years, got very, very famous within the literature within mobile learning. And nowadays, Inmaculata moved a little away from the direct field of mobile learning and is now doing what?
Well, I'm actually writing research in an experience in mobile learning that I developed throughout the period of 3 years, in which I designed a collaborative creating movie making experience with mobile devices. So I'm now writing up different pieces of research into the design. The design that needs to take place to ensure that collaboration actually takes place, that processes are creative, and that people find it difficult to put together the bits and pieces to create the movie so that they're actually forced to collaborate.
Okay, as we've heard, you've worked or you've expanded on learning and collaborative learning. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I think I actually started looking at technology enhanced learning, and then I moved more into video and movie making, and then I moved from there into mobile learning, and I think I'm now going back again the circle. So I'm actually starting to wonder how much of this learning is actually mobile learning as we conceptualize it in the recent years, or how much of it has always been mobile learning. It's just that now we qualified it like that because we have devices that you can take with you to different places. And one thing that I think we've developed as a community is the understanding that it's not about the technology, the mobility of the technology, that it's about the mobility of the learner. And then if you think about this, we've always been mobile learners anyway. So I don't know if we're coming around the full circle again, and perhaps we may not longer talk about mobile learning, but we may talk about experiences in which parts of the learning may happen in a mobile fashion and others will have to happen in a very fixed kind of manner and with very traditional methods and tools as they have always happened.
So this rather relates to the question I asked initially before our interview on where this might lead us to, from e-learning to m-learning over to u-learning and what's next. But let me dig into it. What's so collaborative with this within learning, or the other way around? What is learning within collaborativity?
I think there is a human tendency not to collaborate, okay? And I think as part of, because collaborating is a lot more difficult than just getting on with things and doing them yourself. You have a vision, you go and develop your vision. It may take you longer, and it may not be as good as if you share your ideas with others at others' input. But the mere fact that you're working with others makes things a lot more difficult because it's not what you want to do any longer. You now need to also take into consideration what other people want to do. And I think there is a natural tendency not to avoid collaboration because it's just a lot more work. Yeah. And I think perhaps it is us educators or facilitators who are trying to force people into this collaborative mode of doing things, because there is learning benefit to be gained, but only if things are managed very carefully. And I think sometimes we force people into what we believe are collaborative situations that may not be collaborative and might be more counterproductive than productive in terms of learning. I think collaborative learning, it's a term that is overused and very little understood, really. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, and one of my last question now will be about learning with movies or learning with mobile clips or clips from small cameras, let's say. Where do you see the educational opportunity there?
So I don't think there is educational opportunity on the fact that it's a movie, or on the fact that it's a small device, in the fact that it's a small piece of technology, or that it's a piece of mobile technology. I think the benefit is on the creation process and on putting together the vision and the idea behind whatever story you want to convey, and then actually being able to develop that story with the mobile technology. So the technology in itself is only an enabler. In my own experience from doing my research, I have found that the smaller the piece of media, the more you would facilitate people without any understanding of media to be able to compose media in such a way that they're able to tell a story. So I've used a large still images rather than video, because I think facilitates a lot more the movie making process for people who are completely amateur novices and don't have any understanding of the movie making process. So it's on the process, it's on the making, it's on the understanding of the vision and being able to put it together, rather than on the technology. The technology is an enabler.
Okay, this was extremely interesting, and I'm really thankful for this interview.
You're very welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye. This is Jenny Hughes, Sounds of the Bizarre, live, Edgecombe Berlin. Alan, we've just met, and I'm really excited because somebody's told me about this magic pen that you've invented. Can you just tell me what it does?
Yes.
It sounds too good to be true.
Yes. I didn't invent it. It's a big company in Taiwan, but they're selling millions of them in Asia. So you have a pen with a camera, and the camera reads a dot code in a book. So the dot code, you can have on each book you have on the pen 40,000 different code. The total recording you can have on the pen is 100 hours of recording. So it matches every book or every recording you can do. And you have also the possibility with stickers to make every book you have yourself, not printed book, specially printed book for this tool, to transform any book in a talking book. So, for instance, I was with people from Senegal. You have people in the field speaking very rare languages or a dialect, and we could make with the sticker, for instance, a talking picture to explain how to prevent AIDS, for instance. And this can be used from children age 4 to adults. So we would have the possibility to oralize everything. Even I can put a sticker on the table and it says table, to learn the language, the real word on the object.
So let me get this right, okay? I've got this pen.
Yes.
Now I'm going to call this the magic pen, because this can't be technology. This is the computer fairy, okay? Mm-hmm. I've got the magic pen, and I can take any book.
Yes.
And I can scan with my pen the words in the book?
No, you do not scan. So, you do not scan. You will record. It's a recorder, and it links the sticker you have with the sound you have recorded. Okay. It's just a code that you're sending to the flash card, the memory card, and on the memory card you have recorded your voice. So it is just giving you the right sound at the right place.
Okay. But basically it means I can create my own audiobooks.
Yes, absolutely. More than that, even object or anything with a sticker you can create, or you can buy the software and transform anything, any book, any picture in a talking picture with sound. Or music, or song, on everything, or noise, or having the bird sound to compare with the bird you have in your garden, for instance.
So how do you see this being used in education? I mean, I can think of a lot of ways, but how do you think it's going to insert in the education market?
I think when I see a teacher, they're saying, but I cannot buy 25 pence. I'm telling them, you should not buy 25 pence. You should buy two or three. The total with books and everything is 100 euro per pen and books and stickers. And then when people when children have been working on a work they have done, they have finished, they can take the pen and make 5 minutes of language learning. I mean, children age 4 to 12 will not make 20 minutes by their own. If they make 5 minutes listening to foreign words in a matter of 2 weeks, they'll grab the perfect accent, which teachers don't have always, and they will repeat. To learn a language, you need to hear 200 times the same sound. So it is the only way to do it with pleasure.
And how many languages are you talking about here?
We have books in 28 languages, but since you have sticker, you can make all the language of the world if you have the native speaker that will record it. So it's not limited to one language. It's everything that you can produce the sound, music, birds, song, or anything.
Bird song in many languages. That's interesting.
Yes.
Of all the things I've seen at the conference, I think this is one of the most interesting. I'm going to have one of these pens. I've got to try this one out. Where can I get more information?
Yes, I have. Send me an email and I will send you the information. Because I'm alone and my website is not that performant.
Okay, but there's going to be loads of listeners out there all tuning in to Sounds of the Bazaar from Edgar Online. Where can they get the information? Website?
From the website, yes.
Okay, would you like to give us the URL of the website?
Yes, wespacemultimedia.be.
Could you say that again?
So it's wespacemultimedia.be, like Belgium.
Okay, so that's espacemultimedia.be.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you for talking to me. This sounds more like Harry Potter than it does technology. I'm still convinced there's a computer fairy going on here. But Alain, thank you very much indeed. Merci.
Merci beaucoup.
A bientôt.
A bientôt.
Hi, Foster. We've just met. Can you tell me what you're doing here at Educa?
Well, formally, I'm here representing Worldwide Education, Austria. Worldwide Education is content and technology provider from Austria. Technology developing internally the own technologies that supports distance learning, and also in collaboration with my university in Finland. I'm from Ghana, but I live in Finland, so two worlds.
You work in Finland.
Yeah.
You're Austrian. You come from.
No, I'm from Ghana.
You're from Ghana.
I live in Finland, and work with an Austrian company.
I think I'm catching up with that.
Yeah, it's complicated. So I'm here representing the Worldwide Education because we have a collaboration from my university. We have an executive MBA, 100% online, based on technologies that are developed by Worldwide Education in Austria. So my role has been to look at the pedagogical side and also the content side. Professionally, I teach international business, but I got interested in distance learning maybe 4 years ago exactly, when I met them here at Online Educa.
So how many times have you been here? You're not a newbie here?
Nope. I was here first time in 2005, and I've been here since. So it's my fifth time, and twice in e-learning Africa.
Wow, that's a lot of attendances at Educa. They ought to give you a discount next year. So what have you got out of this year's conference? What have been the highlights for you?
That's a tough one.
I like it that way.
I think... okay, given the background that I come from Africa. Mm-hmm. And, every year I meet the representatives from Africa and we talk about, okay, what we can do. So I think so far the highlight for me has been the opportunity to meet again, but, talking seriously with the participants from Africa, about, how we can engage, from my experience and what I know from Finland and Austria, to be able to support and move distance learning forward in Africa. But having said that, I've also had the opportunity to meet people that I haven't met before, you know, in the last, you know, the last five conferences that I've attended. I'm still waiting for the highlight, which is tonight.
I'm loving talking to the guys from Tanzania. We're interviewing them tomorrow. And it's, well, what you said was really interesting. How do we support them? And I'm just learning so much from them. And I think it's great that the situation is now so reversed that we are actually getting so much information and so much good experience and good practice from the African nations rather than it being the other way around. Awesome.
Absolutely. And this is something I was talking to them about today also, that I mean, we've operated in the past that, okay, we have to learn something, you know, from you. Of course, we still have to do. But I told them today that there is a lot that we already do in Africa in terms of collaboration. It might not be based on technologies, you know, but sharing, using information and knowledge is something that is deeply African. And I was telling them today that maybe, you know, we, instead of trying to say, okay, well, how do we take something from here, you know, that we can use in Africa, maybe we have to start looking inside, you know, based on the cultural and pedagogical experiences that already work in Africa, and apply that. And maybe, you know, we would also be able to teach something. Well, teach is not the right word. Outside the online educator, like I said, I'm also like professionally in international business, and I go to lots of conferences and meet lots of people. And you know, all the time, you know, from Africa, we're talking about, okay, how do we learn from everybody else? The last conference I went to was a conference on facility management. They were talking about, you know, concepts such as slow work, talking about concepts such as mobile work, you know, which is not different from mobile learning. And I remember telling one of the participants that maybe you should go back to the Maasai's in Kenya, because they have had a mobile work for generations. You know, they will tell you what mobile work is all about. So I said to these guys today, collaboration, networking is an African thing, you know, because of the communal nature of the culture.
I've just interviewed somebody who said exactly the same thing, that he's just been to some workshops, and he was saying one of the things that we're learning from the African states is about collaboration, yeah. It's about grassroots working,
yeah.
And it's about storytelling,
absolutely.
And I think that's brilliant.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank
Bye.
You.